Chapter 2. The Four Mighty Ones. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. Genesis 2:10. And every one had four faces. Ezekiel 10:14. I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Daniel 3:25. Four mighty ones are in every man. Blake. The four mighty ones constitute the selfhood of man, or God in man. These are four mighty ones in every man, but these four mighty ones are not four separate beings, separated one from the other as are the fingers of his hand. The four mighty ones are four different aspects of his mind and differ from one another in function and character without being four separate selves inhabiting one man's body. The four mighty ones may be equated with the four Hebrew characters, Yod, He, Vav, He, which form the four-lettered mystery name of the creative power derived from and combining within itself the past, present, and future forms of the verb to be. The tetragrammaton is revered as the symbol of the creative power in man, I am, the creative four functions in man reaching forth to realize in actual material phenomena qualities latent in itself. We can best understand the four mighty ones by comparing them to the four most important characters in the production of a play. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7. The producer, the author, the director, and the actor are the four most important characters in the production of a play. In the drama of life, the producer's function is to suggest the theme of a play. This he does in the form of a wish, such as, I wish I were successful, I wish I could take a trip, I wish I were married, and so on. But to appear on the world's stage, these general themes must somehow be specified and worked out in detail. It is not enough to say, I wish I were successful. That is too vague. Successful at what? However, the first mighty one only suggests a theme. The dramatization of the theme is left to the originality of the second mighty one, the author. In dramatizing the theme, the author writes only the last scene of the play, but this scene he writes in detail. The scene must dramatize the wish fulfilled. He mentally constructs as lifelike a scene as possible of what he would experience had he realized his wish. When the scene is clearly visualized, the author's work is done. The third mighty one in the production of the life's play is the director. The director's tasks are to see that the actor remains faithful to the script and to rehearse him over and over again until he is natural in the part. This function may be likened to a controlled and consciously directed attention, an attention focused exclusively on the action which implies that the wish is already realized. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God, human imagination, the actor.